Unhealthy air is now covering the region as smoke creeps east from wildfires in western North Carolina. You can see it as you walk down the street. From above, it's even more dramatic, says WFAE's David Borax. He flew over the fire zone this morning and has this story.
Catawba Riverkeeper Sam Perkins tries to get up in the air every few weeks or so to photograph environmental threats along the river. The flight plan today includes another item, checking on fires that have burned nearly 50,000 acres across western North Carolina since October 23rd.
We are going to fly over most of the upper Catawba River base, and we will shoot kind of east-northeast, go around South Mountain State Park, and should be upwind of and have a good shot of the wildfires.
It's sunny and hazy as our single-engine Cessna takes off from Shelby Cleveland County Regional Airport. Pretty quickly, we're up 1,000 feet. The first thing you notice is that there is a blue sky up here this week, but there's also a blanket of brown smoke, in some places so thick you can't see the ground or the mountains. It crawls up mountainsides and fills valleys. Some peaks are tall enough to poke above the gloom. Pilot Pete Staubel says it's easy to make out where it's coming from.
You know, you definitely see a little open path here between the two fires. This would be South Mountain State Park right over here, and then that would be Lake Wheeler over there.
The South Mountain or Chestnut Knob fire has burned about 6,000 acres, about 10 miles south of Morganton. The Lake Lure or Party Rock fire covers about 6,700 acres around Lake Lure and Chimney Rock. Altogether, 15 fires are still burning across the western part of the state. Authorities think many were man-made, some possibly arson. Perkins says smoke from the fires is the worst he's seen.
It's amazing. Usually you can see more than a mile or two in the distance and you can get a beautiful lay of the land, but today it's just way too thick to see anything.
At one point, we have to turn the plane away from an ominous cloud over the South Mountain fire.
It's like something out of a Harry Potter book or something, an evil dark cloud that you can't go near.
Governor Pat McCrory says the state already has spent about $10 million fighting the fires, and it could get worse before it gets better. Weekend winds with gusts over 30 miles an hour could fan the flames and cause the fires to spread. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in the air over western North Carolina.